Everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching or listening in from. The big news today that just came out within the past few hours revolves around Ethereum and specifically ETH futures that are potentially on the way. A story broken by Frank Shapiro from Business Insider, aka my man Frankie Scoops, moving markets today, which is pretty incredible to think about. So want to look into kind of what the announcement around ETH futures might mean. Does it mean anything at all? What happened when Bitcoin futures were announced? What happened when Bitcoin futures started trading? And also take a look into the Bitmain IPO, because there was some good research put out by BitMEX. BitMEX specifically as a research group or research team, the exchange that a lot of people use to trade with leverage. They actually have a pretty good research blog team that does some nice analysis, and they did some analysis on the Bitmain IPO that I think is worth taking a look at and discussing, because it is going to be one of the higher, if not the highest profile IPO in the related to cryptocurrency basically ever. And I think it's pretty divisive. A lot of people do not like Bitmain, especially the hardcore Bitcoin kind of maximalist, because Bitmain is so influential. Jihan Wu is so influential in the Bitcoin Cash community, also has taken out a massive position in Bitcoin Cash. But we will touch on all of that and more. Hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button though. Helps get this video out to as many people as possible, and always appreciate that. So hopping into it right now, looking at the chart at around 3 o'clock today, when a story was released from Business Insider, the price of Ethereum started spiking here. If you're watching on the YouTube video, you can see the price of Ethereum kind of bottomed out today around 272 on the USD, is up around 4% since then. So not a massive move, but you see really strong buy volume on this green candle here with ETH moving about 3%. And that has everything to do with this story that just came out from Business Insider, from Frank over there. And it is in regards to the CBOE, which is one of the larger kind of futures exchanges in addition to the CME. But CBOE is telling market makers that it is close or getting close to launching ETH futures. And that is, Frank says that's a big step in crypto's evolution. So just popping down here, kind of what that all means. So basically the CBOE has started to tell its market makers, they were basically, the CBOE was the first kind of market to launch Bitcoin futures, and they are working to be the first to launch Ether futures as well. And they're hoping to launch that by the end of 2018. Looking into some of the, you know, kind of some of the things that they had said in the past and some of the comments that have had before, I think this move makes a lot of, the move makes a lot of sense for a number of different reasons. One of the big ones being that the SEC had provided some clarity in the past year or so, in the past few months or so, when one of the SEC directors came out in June and said that the SEC did not view the trading of Ether as violating securities laws, and that Ether may have been a security initially, but is no longer a security. So once the SEC has come out and kind of said that, I think that opened up the green light in some cases, probably, for the CBOE to come out and say, okay, you know, we wanted to offer these, we wanted to offer more crypto futures outside of just Bitcoin. We've just been given the green light. It's time to roll. So you're going to see that, I think. You're going to see potentially that the CBOE is really working towards getting that done in 2018. Looking back on Bitcoin, though, and so in Bitcoin, they announced the Bitcoin futures, I think it was late October, early November. You see this post from Forbes. This is November 1st. Pretty crazy to think about this, too. This is November 1st. The headline is Bitcoin reaches new high after futures announcement. You dive into the article, too. The digital currency's price rose to as much as $6,629 today, according to the CoinDesk Bitcoin Price Index. And that was after the exchange operator CME Group announced plans to launch Bitcoin futures later in the year. So first of all, funny to look back at the price, actually pretty close to where Bitcoin is today. $6,629 was a reason to celebrate back then, but that was much on the backs of the Bitcoin futures being announced. Now, if we go back to and look at the Bitcoin charts as a whole, one of the things that might be interesting, at least that I'm thinking about, is with this announcement, Ethereum has been getting absolutely crushed in comparison to Bitcoin, absolutely crushed in comparison to the US dollar. Will there be continued hype going into this kind of announcement around ETH futures? And will that hype meet the same level of demise that Bitcoin did the second those kind of futures went live? So if we go back to see Bitcoin as a whole, so we'll see BTC, we'll go to GDAX here just for the hell of it. Take a look at the past year. So around October, November, so we'll say November 1st was the time in which, sorry if you listen on the podcast, just going through this chart, but so let's say November 1st was around the time in which the ETF, or excuse me, the futures were announced, at least from the CME, and December 17th was, I believe, when those futures went live, which was actually the absolute peak of the market, where we saw from the time of the announcement to when those futures went live on December 17th, 45-day window, Bitcoin went up 208%, went up $13,000 from $6,000-something dollars all the way up to about $20,000, literally the absolute high, and ever since then has sold off. So part of my mind is thinking, okay, you know, this is great. There's another opportunity for, this is going to provide another opportunity for, you know, large scale investors to buy and sell ETH futures. And outside of something like BitMEX, which is largely unregulated, and kind of any serious institution wouldn't really be, you know, putting money into that and trading Bitcoin as collateral, but potentially something like the CBOE would open that opportunity. But when it comes to futures, I mean, it's not just a one-way market. It's not just, obviously, the price of Ethereum is going to skyrocket because now institutional investors can put money into into Ethereum or into Ether. They could actually, obviously, short the market as well. And as you've seen with Bitcoin, the price of BTC, ever since the futures have gone live in mid to late December, for the most part, the price of Bitcoin has not done very well. So kind of my initial short-term hypothesis, and this is based off absolutely nothing but an educated guess and speculation, would be, hey, we might see a nice little run on the price of ETH, or at least a little bit of a recovery for the time being up into, or maybe as these talks get substantiated a little bit more, maybe as an official announcement comes out or something like this, because right now this is just a scoop from Frank. But as we get into it, will we see a run up into the actual trading of those futures, and then similar to Bitcoin, see that fall off the face of the earth as soon as those futures actually go live? Something to think about, something to absolutely keep your eye on. And how will this affect altcoins? Because not only with Bitcoin, but in a lot of cases, the ERC-20 coins in particular, but altcoins in general, oftentimes not only trade in tandem to Bitcoin, but also are heavily influenced by what happens with Ethereum. So if this moves the Ethereum price, will altcoins move in conjunction with that? If also kind of going into when those futures potentially launch, will that cause an overall sell-off in the ETH market as well? Definitely something that I'm keeping an eye on here now too. Now hopping over to Bitmain's IPO. So like I said, BitMEX does great research. I really like this piece from them. Came out today, August 30th. And in this piece, they look at the financial data around the Bitmain IPO. So if you're not familiar, Bitmain, which is the largest mining company in the cryptocurrency space, like by far the dominant mining company in the cryptocurrency space, is going through the pre-IPO process, doing an initial public offering, and will be selling shares and eventually be going public. And this will be, in my opinion, the largest profile IPO in the cryptocurrency world for at least the time being, and something that you really do want to keep an eye on, regardless of whether or not you like Jihan Wu, you like Bitmain, whatever it might be. Definitely something that will impact, I think, cryptocurrency and the history of cryptocurrency as a whole. But taking a look at some of the details and the IPO documents, they will actually, it's not going to be the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ. Bitmain will be going public on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, likely at, likely towards the end of 2018. But a couple of the different interesting points that were made is just a breakdown of the business lines for Bitmain's position and how they're kind of positioned in the market. And the biggest thing for them is really the ASIC designing, the mining machine assembly and the distribution. That is where they have some of the biggest impact, or really the biggest market share. They have an 85% market share when it comes to ASIC design and distribution of those ASICs and those that mining equipment. They're also a massive mining pool operator, and they used to be a pretty large mining farm operator. I think at one point in time, about 20% of their revenue came from actually mining, and now that's down to about 3.5 to 4%. And they've kind of pulled out of that game. But really, when it comes to Bitmain, the two big things that you need to think about are the actual the miner creation through ASICs. They don't really do the chip manufacturing, but the design of those ASICs, mining, creating the miners, as well as the distribution. And then also with the mining pools, they operate BTC.com, which is a large mining pool, and Antpool, which is a large mining pool, as well as they're an investor in Via BTC. So their market share from a mining pool perspective is just under 50%. But when it comes down to it too, they've made, you know, so they've done a number of different things which have been incredibly profitable for them. They've executed really well on a couple different standpoints. They've also taken some pretty big risks when it comes to taking a large portion of their profits in 2017, 2018, and putting that into Bitcoin Cash, which has not performed well from an investment standpoint. And I believe, if I can see the numbers here, have lost about $300 million betting on Bitcoin Cash in 2018 so far. So I would highly recommend just going through this document. If you are curious about the Bitmain IPO, I do think from just the standpoint of the cryptocurrency world, Bitmain has a massive impact on the market as a whole, from mining as well as kind of the Bitcoin Cash battle, which is obviously at least recently been very much in favor of Bitcoin and not Bitcoin Cash. But also in the future too, I do think that if Bitmain's IPO is successful, you've already seen companies like Samsung and some of these other larger kind of more traditional organizations making moves into mining chips and other things. But if you see Bitmain come out with an IPO that absolutely crushes it, you're going to see a lot of traditional players that might be in the hardware space outside of the, you know, the NVIDIAs and the AMDs that have kind of provided GPUs that weren't necessarily made for Bitcoin mining or crypto mining on purpose, but hugely benefited from that. I do think you're going to see some hardware players look at the success of Bitmain if the IPO does well and say, you know, shareholders and board members, whoever it might be, might look at that and say, hey, these guys are doing incredibly well. Nobody's competing with them. They have 85% market share, or nobody's competing with them effectively. Let's get in on the space. And you might see some increased competition as well as you know, just kind of a better outlook for consumers, and hopefully a little bit more, I don't want to say decentralization, but it's not really, I guess, decentralization in some respects, but more competition and more variety from the actual manufacturers of these cryptocurrency miners, Bitcoin miners, altcoin miners, things of that nature. So highly recommend taking a look at that. Now, outside of that, today, I think, like I said, the big thing is the ETH futures announcement. Definitely something worth keeping an eye on. Right now, it's just kind of initial news, but will we get some kind of concrete information from the CBOE soon? Will there be a date put in place? If there is concrete information, I think you'll probably see the price of Ethereum or ETH continue to do well. And then in addition to that, if we do see concrete dates, will we see a similar pattern to what happened with Bitcoin, where you got a really strong run with Bitcoin from when the futures were announced, the old buy the rumor, sell the news, kind of buy the test net, sell the main net, buy the announcement, sell when the futures actually happen. Will we see that with Ether once larger investors can short, while they can, once larger investors can short a very regulated product for Ether? That's what I'm keeping an eye on today. If you enjoyed this video, hit that thumbs up button, hit the like button. If you're new here by any chance, would love for you to subscribe. Thank you so much for your time today. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a good one. Peace.